Some men win fame and greater fame, like Brando Brunel or Charles Darwin. And the names grow big, for example, Wig was Welsh's name, Dave Irwin. Then he said one day how he lost his way, I'm off to the Hagers Burridge. I'll get all the gear, my aim is clear, on to the Cuthbert Surrey. So with compass, lino, and with tape, as far as I remember, he mapped the underground landscape from Whitsun to September. For years and years and years and years, every crack and squeeze and streamway and potential dig was checked by Wig while doing the Cuthbert survey. Never once on end he would descend to check, recheck or discard, until some friends driven round the bend would communicate by postcard. He made an inventory of them till he got one from Chris Harvey saying, this is odd, have you lost the plot, have you finished the Cuthbert survey? A cursed smite, this belfry eyes, he just had a list each item. Solidating nibs, he began to write, mended underground despite him. The postcards then came flooding in from Mulu, France and Torrey, with queries from the hunters in, have you finished a Cuthbert survey? The contents of his house did grow, he was trapped by books and postcards, but was rescued by the MRO with the help of the local coast guards. The same age as the BC, they blamed his failing memory, as they hauled him out, he was heard to shout, I've lost the Cuthbert survey. They searched Wig's house all through that day, ran Mendelssohn and Schubert, whilst Wilden's just got in the way, there was no sign of St. Cuthbert. Then a smile appeared across Wig's face, and he cheered and he said, don't worry, it's down at Tony Jarrett's place, I've finished the Cuthbert survey.
Help them find their way.
Hey!